The original article entitled Persistence of Spike Protein at the Skull Meninges Brain Axis May Contribute to the Neurological Sequelae of COVID-19 was authored by Rong and Mai et al. From the Institute for Tissue Engineering and Regenerative Medicine in Germany. It was published in the Cell Host and Microbe Journal on the 11th of December, 2024. SARS-CoV-2 infection can cause long-lasting neurological symptoms. The spike protein, one of the essential structural proteins of SARS-CoV-2, mediating its entry into the host's cells, has been shown to persist in the skull meninges brain axis. This persistence may be involved in those neurological sequelae. In this study, the authors used advanced optical tissue clearing technologies to identify the tissue distribution of SARS-CoV-2 spike proteins. They used mice and human samples from four individuals. One died from COVID-19, three recovered from COVID-19 and died from another cause, and one individual control, who died before the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic. They observed a spike protein accumulation in the skull meninges brain axis of all mice and postmortem human samples, but not the control sample. Mass spectrometry-based proteomics also revealed dysregulated neutrophil and inflammatory pathways in mouse and COVID-19 human samples. Spike proteins were detected in the skulls of the three patients who recovered from COVID-19. In addition, neurodegeneration biomarkers were elevated in the cerebrospinal fluid of patients who showed long-term symptoms. Further experiments in healthy mice showed that spike proteins injected into the skull marrow induced stress and inflammation in the brain parenchyma. Spike proteins, when injected peripherally, triggered neuroinflammation and anxiety-like behavior. Finally, exposure to spike proteins exacerbated the effects of cerebral ischemia and traumatic brain injury in mouse models. Vaccination against COVID-19 reduced spike protein accumulation after SARS-CoV-2 infection in mice. Overall, these findings suggest persistent spike protein in the brain may contribute to lasting neurological sequelae of COVID-19. Further investigation is needed to elucidate the impact of the spike protein on the brain.